So, Cal, your new comedy show, Things I've Never Said, is about to open at the Brisbane Comedy Festival. What events from the past year of your life have informed this show?
Oh, I don't know whether it's just from the past year. I think I just, I've decided it's time to start talking about things that matter to me. So it's more the past few years, I think. Maybe having a kid has made me realise I need to speak up more about stuff that matters.
And so, so what kind of stuff are we talking about? What are the things that matter to you?
I guess things like I talk a little bit about feminism. I talk about being compassionate to other people and having empathy for people whose experiences are different from yours. But there's also a lot of jokes about it. I've done two nights already at the Powerhouse, and it's been going really well, so I'm really enjoying it.
Well, so why haven't you tackled these issues before in your comedy?
I guess I haven't wanted to sort of attract any negativity, I guess, because I think the more, I don't know, you notice it online as well, if you have an opinion about something that people don't like, you kind of, you get a lot of criticism back, and I've just sort of decided that I think it's time to you know, who cares about that, just talk about the things that matter.
Was there a particular event that kind of sparked this kind of change in outlook? Like, I guess it's been a very tumultuous 12 months for the world.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I think Donald Trump getting in has been a really big thing, and Brexit and all sorts of, there's been all sorts of nastiness, and especially towards women and LGBTI people and trans people, and I think it's time to start speaking up and being an ally for people whose experiences might be different from your own.
So do you think the reason that you do comedy has changed since you started?
I don't think so. I think I really love making people laugh, and that's really what it that's what it's about. I like bringing a little bit of joy into people's lives, but I've also realised that, you know, it is a really great platform to be able to talk about stuff that really matters to you, and so I've started to do that a bit more. But it really is entirely gratuitously just about wanting to make people happy.
How many years have you been doing comedy now?
Oh, so long. I started off as a teenager doing theatre sports, and then I started doing stand-up room at 26, I think, so it's been about 10 years.
What's changed about the scene in Australia since you started, do you reckon?
I guess comedy now is seen as a career, it's seen as a viable option, so you get kids at high school saying, I want to be a comedian, whereas when I started out doing it, that was something that you only did because you didn't have other life skills. But now it's like a deliberate choice, and, you know, there's Class Clown that's run by Melbourne International Comedy Festival that helps teenagers kind of start doing comedy, and then there's raw comedy, like much more options and more avenues for people to do it as a job.
What was the best advice that you ever got when you were coming up as a comedian?
Keep writing new material. That was the best thing, because it keeps it interesting to the audience, but it also keeps it really interesting to you, because after you've said your jokes a certain number of times, you're like, oh, I hate this, I can't be bothered saying this again. So always writing, and always seeing more comedy, like go and see comedy, because even if someone is really different to your style, you get inspired by what they do with comedy. So the things like the festival, like the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, the Brisbane Festival, are both really great for generating new ideas, because you're so excited by what other people are doing.
Have there been any up-and-coming comedians that you've seen, like, in the last few years who have really kind of pushed your own writing like that?
That's a tough one. Deanne Smith is really fantastic. She's a Canadian comedian who I really love. I'm always really inspired by Denise Scott, Judith Lucy, because they have such strong voices. An up-and-coming comedian that I really love, who is completely different from me, but I saw the show at Adelaide Festival and I just loved it so much, is Demi Lardner. She's really sort of surreal and absurdist, and I couldn't tell where any of her jokes were coming from, and it was just a fantastic show. So I'm really excited to see every new thing that she does.
What was the worst advice you were ever given as a comedian?
I don't know. I don't know that I've had bad advice. Probably the worst thing that gets said is, oh, do you want to come and do a gig for me? You can have as many sandwiches of beer as you like. Like, that's probably like that. That's the least helpful kind of comment. Or the other compliment that I get, which I don't love, is, I don't normally like female comedians, but you are okay. That's the other one. But I kind of go, well, that is a massive compliment, because, you know, their hatred for women is so great, they nearly couldn't hear what I was saying over that. So it's brilliant that they actually could. So, but I can't think of give any bad advice, I can't think of any. But now I'm going to get off the phone with you and then go, what was the worst advice I've got? And then I want to ring you back.
Well, you probably don't remember because you didn't take it.
Yeah, good point.
What's the weirdest thing that someone's ever yelled out to you while you're on stage?
Probably the strangest heckle I've ever had was from a guide dog puppy. So someone had brought their puppy in training and to obviously get it used to a different environment and just kept barking at me during my set. And it was very hard to deal with because it was so adorable. And it was also an animal, and I didn't have enough cat material to keep it interested, obviously. So it was kind of just a weird, there's nothing, how can you come back to a puppy? Like, you've got no defense. So that's probably the weirdest thing I've had to deal with.
What is your most prized possession, whether it's material or intangible?
Oh, my most prized possession. Do you know, I really love my job. Like, I really appreciate that I do get to do this for a living. I love my family. I love the life that I have at home, but I also really appreciate that, you know, I get to come to Brisbane, I get to go to Adelaide, I get to spend an hour with strangers, and that hopefully by the end of that hour, we're all friends. You know, we've had a great time together, we've all laughed and enjoyed it, and so I feel really grateful for that. You know, I get to travel and I get to meet fascinating people. You might do a gig with, you know, someone that you've never met before. It might be a corporate gig and you meet an amazing athlete or you meet an amazing motivational speaker. So it's like the whole experience is a reward.
When was the last time someone made you laugh, like a really, really big belly laugh?
It was probably Demi's show last week at the Adelaide Fringe Festival. It was just bonkers. Like, the whole thing was bonkers. And it was, I think, a 38 degree day. We were all crammed into a little wooden sort of tent venue. And it was just, she was just hilarious. So I reckon that's the last time I've had a massive uncontrollable laugh.
Lastly, what other comedians are you keen to see at the Brisbane Comedy Festival?
Well, I'm really annoyed that I can't see Damien Power because he's on at the same time as I am. And he is a great comedian. He's full of, he does a lot of thinking, that man. And his shows are always really full of interesting insights. And I am looking forward to seeing Anne Edmonds. I love her. She's a very quirky, very unique voice. I saw Alex Ward last night. She was really great. She's another up-and-coming young comedian. She's from Brisbane. She was really lovely. And Ben Russell and Xavier Michaelides are also really great. They're doing a sketch show at the moment, and they're on the same time as me, and I can't see them, and I'm absolutely gutted about that as well because they're also hilarious.
Awesome. Cal Wilson, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Cheers, Scott.